朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是刘志雄长老，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
And Paul encouraged the brothers and sisters in Galatians to eagerly wait for the hope of righteousness.
而保罗鼓励加拉太弟兄姐妹迫切地等候所盼望的义。
Righteousness.
义。
Righteousness is have a right relationship with God.
义就是和神有正确的关系。
Galatians people already saved and already justified by faith.
加拉太的信徒们、弟兄姐妹们已经是因着信得救、称义了。
They already have righteousness.
他们已经拥有义了。
And yet, Paul encouraged them to eagerly wait for a hope of righteousness.
然而保罗还是在这里强调要他们迫切地等待那所盼望的义。
Because the Bible teaches us,
因为圣经教导我们,
when Christ appears,
当基督来的时候,
we shall be like him.
我们会像他一样。
We will have an intimate relationship with him.
我们会和他有一个亲密的关系。
On the one hand, we already have righteousness.
在一方面我们已经有了这个义。
On the other hand, we look forward to the fullness of our righteousness.
在另一方面我们也盼望在那日所要成全全备的义。
In Christian life,
在基督徒的生命中,
we always live in this dilemma ofAready, but not yet.
在基督生命中，我们常常活在那个已经还有还没完成的两难之中。
We often treat good things as though they were ultimate things.
我们常常把重要的事情当作至关重要的事情。
Why?
为什么会这样呢？
Because we're hoping it will enhance our relationship with God.
因为我们希望这样可以、增进我们和神的关系。
However,
然而
the Bible says,
圣经告诉我们
it is God who put us into a right relationship with him when we first believe in Jesus Christ.
是神在我们一起初相信耶稣基督的时候把我们和他放在一个对的关系里。
And ever since then,
自从那以后,
we eagerly wait for God to continue work in our life.
我们迫切地等候神在我们生命中工作。
For we realize only God can establish and secure and improve our relationship with him.
因为我们相信只有神可以帮助我们和神的关系更加坚固，更加的增进，更加让我们有确信。
Every tiny detail in our daily life,
在我们生活中每一点点的细节
is carefully designed by God,
是神精心设计的。
To help us to have a better relationship with him.
是要帮助我们和他有一个更好的关系。
And if we trust him,
如果我们信靠他,
we will eagerly wait to see how that works out.
我们就会迫切地盼望他在怎么在我们生命中工作。
If we don't trust him,
如果我们不能信靠他,
we were angry,
我们会发怒,
We will upset.
我们会沮丧。
We will complain.
我们会抱怨。
We will have all kind of negative suffering.
我们会我们会在各样消极的苦难中受苦。
Eagerly wait for the hope of righteousness.
当我们迫切地等望那所盼望的义的时候。
I talk to many Christians.
我和很多基督徒有过一些对话。
I was amazed that so many children of God.
我实在很惊讶，那么多神的儿女，他们。
They are afraid of the appearance of our Lord Jesus Christ.
他们很惧怕主耶稣的显现。
They don't realize that when Jesus come.
他们没有意识到当耶稣来的时候。
Righteousness will be fulfilled.
神的义会成全。
Today,
如今
every children of God,
神的每一个儿女
we should live in the hope of glory.
我们应当是活在神荣耀的盼望当中。
We know that when he come,
我们知道当他来的时候
we shall see his smiling face.
我们要寻求他那微笑的脸庞。
我们可以看见
他微笑的脸。
And we know for sure, just as chapter 4 verse 7 said,
我们正如在第四章第七节我们所读到的。
So you are no longer a slave, but a son.
所以你不再是奴隶，而是儿子了。
And if a son, then a heir through God.
既然是儿子，就靠着上帝也成为后嗣了。
Many Christians today,
我们当如今的很多的基督徒
they are living like a prisoner,
我们活得好像一个囚徒
waiting for the trial,
我们等待着那个将来的审判。
Many people think about, oh Lord Jesus will come soon.
我们在担心主耶稣啊什么事情快要来了。
If Jesus come, I'm not ready.
如果耶稣再来，我可能会没有预备好。
What a terrible thing!
这何等的可怕。
What Paul says here,
保罗在这里所说的
is if we know what kind of God he is.
是说如果我们知道他是怎么样的一位神。
We will like a little kid.
我们就会像一个小孩子
waiting for his birthday party,
等待着他生日庆祝会。
If you are a little girl or little boy waiting for your birthday party,
如果你是一个小男孩、小男生或小女生，等待着你的生日派对。
Are you waiting in fear?
你是在恐惧中等待吗？
Or are you waiting eagerly?
还是你蛮有盼望的，你还是你迫切的等待。
How can we have this kind of hope?
我们怎么样才能有这样的盼望呢？
Not through ourselves.
不是靠着我们自己。
It's through the Holy Spirit.
是靠着圣灵。
But how we can through the Holy Spirit?
我们怎么样靠圣灵呢？
By faith.
是通过信。
That's what Paul says.
这是保罗所说的。
For through the Spirit,
你们靠着圣灵。
By faith,
凭着信心。
We ourselves,
我们自己。
Eagerly wait for the hope of righteousness,
迫切的等待所盼望的义。
If every day,
如果我们每一天。
With, through Holy Spirit,
我们能够靠着圣灵。
By faith,
凭着信心
eagerly wait for the hope of righteousness,
迫切地等待那所盼望的义。
We will focus on what ultimately comes.
我们就会注视在那最后至为关键的事情上。
What ultimate counts?
最终什么算的数呢？
Paul says,
保罗说
For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision counts for anything.
保罗说，在基督里，无论是受割礼还是不受割礼，都不重要，都不是重要的。
But only faith working through love.
唯有使人生发仁爱的信心，才有果效。
This particular statement,
这一种的论他的论点
is one of the most surprising argument in this letter.
是在这篇书信当中最让我们惊奇的一个点。
Maybe we should get used to Paul making surprising statement by now.
或许我们对保罗说一些让我们很吃惊的话已经习惯了。
But this one is really amazing.
但是这个确实是令人惊讶。
Because what Paul says here is,
因为保罗在这里所说的是
circumcision,
割礼
or not circumcision,
还是不受割礼
ultimately does not count.
最终都不算数。
What is circumcision?
什么是受割礼呢？
Circumcision means you practice religion.
受割礼就说到你是遵行一个宗教。
Circumcision means you're doing good.
受割礼就说到你是在做好事。
You're a moral person.
你是一个有道德的人。
You're in a spiritual high.
你似乎在享受属灵的兴奋。
You read the Bible every day.
你每天都读圣经。
You pray every day.
你每天都祷告。
You serve every day.
你每天都侍奉。
You're wonderful.
你真的很棒。
But it doesn't count.
但是却算不得什么。
Not circumcision.
那不受割礼呢？
It means you're not doing well in religion.
就说到我们在宗教的规条里并不算做得很好。
You're not doing well even in your moral life.
在你甚至道德的事情上你也不算做得很好。
You still have struggle.
你有挣扎。
You still fail.
你有失败。
But Paul says, it doesn't count.
但是保罗说这也不算什么也算不上数。
What it means doesn't count.
什么叫做不算数呢？
It doesn't count means either way,have nothing to do with our relationship with God.
不算数就说到不论怎么样他与我们和神的关系都没有任何的关系。
No one can get saved because we are good or we are religion or we are moral.
没有人可以靠着我们是很有道德的我们是很在宗教上行得好的而来得救。
Because no one is good enough.
因为没有人是足够好的。
No one can grow our relationship with God by what we do or by what we don't do.
没有人可以使我们和神 的关系长进靠的是我们做了什么还是不做什么。
For a non-Christian,
对于一个不是基督徒非基督徒来说
he can do nothing to become righteousness,
他不能做任何事情让他自己成为义。
For a Christian,
而对于基督徒来说
There's nothing he can do to have a better relationship with God.
他也不能做任何事情让他和神有更好的关系。
Isn't that discouraging?
这不是实在是让我们很沮丧吗？
We try hard.
我们努力了。
But it doesn't work.
但是却没有果效。
I will always remember what Uncle Mill said.
我会永远不会忘记妙爷爷所说的话。
There's nothing you can do to make God love you more.
你不能做任何事情让神更爱你。
There's nothing you can do to make God love you less.
你也不能做任何事情让神爱你少一点。
This kind of understanding,
这样我们这样的认识
doesn't will bring peace and balance in our life.
会给我们的生命中带下平安和平衡。
Because Paul says there's only one thing count.
因为保罗说，只有一样，单单有一样算得上数。
But only faith working through love.
就是使人发出仁爱的信息，信心才有果效。
For a non-believer,
对于一个不信的人来说，
you want to be saved.
你想得救。
Only faith working through love.
唯有使人发出仁爱的信心。
For a Christian,
对于一个基督徒来说，
you want to have a better relationship with God?
你想要和神有更好的关系吗？
Only faith working through love.
唯有使人发出仁爱的信心。
Working.
在发生。
This particular word in Greek means energize itself.
在希腊文中，这个词是说到使充满能量。
动力。
使有动力。
Faith become a operative expressing itself.
信心成为一个驱使我们发出的一个能量。
And through love.
是通过仁爱。
What he meant by faith working through love?
什么叫使人发出仁爱的信心呢？
There are two sides of the same coin.
在这个事情上有两面。
One way to look at it is faith activated by love.
从一方面看，是信心被爱所激发出来。
If you remember Paul, his own experience,
如果你记得保罗他自己的经历，
Graphically described in Galatians chapter 2 verse 20.
是像图画一样被展示出来在加拉太书第二章二十节。
It was God who loved me and gave himself to me.
是活着的不再是是因为信神的儿子而活，他爱我，为我而舍。
他是
爱我，为我舍己。
It this kind of love,
这样的爱
，this sacrificial love on the cross,
这样在十字架上牺牲的爱
，enable Paul's faith,
成就了保罗在信心里的仁爱。
The second meaning of this phrase.
这句话的第二个意思
，faith acting in love，
就是爱在信心中发生出来。
Philip translate this phrase as faith which express itself in love。
腓力翻译这句话是
信心借着爱表现出来。
信心借着爱表现出来。
Faith is the root, and the love is the fruit.
信心是那个根基，爱就是它结出的果子。
Faith has power to enable us to take love in action.
信心使我们有能力，能够把爱发生出来，在行动中把爱。发生出来。
This is what legalism cannot do.
这是律法主义所不能做的。
This is what moralism cannot do.
这是道德所不能做的。
Because legalism or moralism,
因为不论是律法主义还是道德主义，
it all based on selfish.
都是基于人的自私。
It will never produce love.
他们永远不会生出爱来。
At the end of the day,
最终到最后的时候，
When we face Christ,
当我们与基督面对面,
it is only faith that working through love counts.
是唯有那发出忍耐的信心才算得上数。
More than that,
不但如此,
in our daily life,
在我们每日的生活中,
no matter what problem you are facing,
不论我们面对怎么样的问题
，Is everybody else's fault？
好像是都是别人的错。
But how can you overcome it？
那你能怎么战胜他们呢
？How can you be a victor instead of a victim？
你怎么可以成为得胜者，而不是成为一个受害者呢
？It doesn't depend on theology。
这并不是靠我们任何的神学。
It has nothing to do with how religion you are.
这跟你活得有没有一个在宗教的行为没有任何的关系。
Only faith working in love.
唯有发出忍耐的信心。
Can deliver you.
可以拯救你。
Can make you a victor instead of victim.
可以使你成为一个得胜者而不是一个受害者。
This kind of faith,
这样的信心
not only produce hope,
不但生出盼望
it also enable us to love God and love others.
也让我们可以爱神爱别人
If we find ourselves become cold in our love,
如果我们发现我们的爱心慢慢冷淡下来
even for your own husband,
甚至是你的丈夫
Your own wife,
你的妻子
your brother and sisters,
你身边的弟兄姐妹
if you find you no longer have love for them,
如果你发现你对他们再也没有爱心了
don't try to seek more love,
不要尝试去寻找更多的爱心
it doesn't help,
这帮不了你
Because no matter how much you demand other people love you,
因为无论你怎么样的要求别人来爱你
it will never be good enough.
这他们的爱永远不够
And you are always in bitter and suffering.
你就永远是在苦读和你的受苦当中
Your only way out,
你唯一的出路
is to be reminded how much Christ loves you.
是常常被提醒基督是怎么样爱你的。
What he had done for you.
他所为你成就的。
The more we see Christ,
我们看到如果我们能看到更多的基督
and the more hope we will have.
越多的看到我们就拥有越多的盼望。
And that brings out genuine faith.
那就带下真实的信心。
And that will enable us from the bottom of our heart to have love for God and for others.
这就使我们能从我们心底里有对着神和其他人的爱心。
What ultimately count?
到最终什么算得上数呢?
But only faith working through love.
是唯有使人发出仁爱的信心。
When I was under the treatment for my cancer operation,
当我在这个癌症治疗的时候，治疗癌症的时候
，I had a terrible, terrible experience.
我有一个很糟糕的经历。
At one night,
有一天晚上。
It is like all the hell is set loose.
就好像地狱在我面前被展现了出来。
And the power of evil and darkness surrounded me.
那个黑暗，那个魔鬼的力量好像把我降服了。
The kind of noise and image is bombarded at my head.
那样的噪音那样的图画就好像炸弹一样落在我的脑海里。
I cannot describe to you how terrible it is.
我不能告诉你那是有多么糟糕的经历。
It is as if you are in hell.
就像好像你在活在地狱里面一样。
The kind of laughter.
他当中的笑声。
嘲笑。
嘲笑声。
Fear.
当中的恐惧。
And at that moment,
在当下时
I have absolutely no strength to resist.
我没有一点的力量可以抵抗这样的经历。
Circumcision or non-circumcision doesn't matter.
受割礼还是不受割礼好像再也不重要了。
At that moment,
在那一个时刻
I thank GodFor the Holy Spirit,
我实在感谢为着神感，我实在感谢神他所赐下的圣灵。
Because the Holy Spirit at that moment reminds me,
因为圣灵在那一刻提醒我
，nothing but the faith working in love matters.
除了使人发出仁爱的信心之外，没有任何事是重要的。
So I prayed.One thing.
所以我祷告求一件事。
I say, Lord,
我说主啊
keep my faith.
持守我的信心。
And guess what?
那你猜呢？怎么样了呢？
In a twinkling of eyes,
在一眨眼的瞬间
peace,
平安
joy,
喜乐
brightness,
光明
All come upon me.
好像全部都临在我的身上。
Less than 10 seconds.
在十秒以内。
I fall into sleep.
我就睡过去了。
Dear brothers, sisters.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
I pray you will never experience those kind of terrible things.
我祈求你们没有人会经历那样可怕的事情。
But I do know one thing.
但是我实实在在的知道一件事。
Pretty soon,
在不久的将来
，you will face some circumstance.
你会遇到一些情况。
You will be crazy.
你会疯掉。
Your heart will be broken.
你的心会被破碎。
You lose all the hope.
你的盼望都会失掉。
You will become so hurt.
你会被伤得那么的痛。
You don't know what to do.
你甚至不知道做什么了。
And I pray.
而我实在是祷告。
God will help you to remember.
神会帮助你记得。
For in Christ Jesus.
那因为在基督耶稣里。
Neither circumcision nor uncircumcision counts for nothing.
无论是受割礼还是不受割礼都没有功效。
But only faith working through love.
唯独使人发出仁爱的信心才有功效。
So every day,
所以每一天
no matter what you do,
不论你做什么事
ask yourself,
问问你自己
I do these things,
我做这些事情
I say this word,
我说这些话
Well, thatenhance my faith or not.
会增进我的信心还是不会?
If that become a test of our everyday life,
这如果成为我们每一天的工作,
then when crisis come,
那当耶稣来的,当基督来的时候,
Christ in
再来的时候
不是 Jesus Christ 是 crisis
当危难来的时候
You will have this kind of faith
你就会有如此般的信心
to help you become a victor instead of a victim
让你成为一个得胜者而不是一个受害者
Shall we pray?
让我们一起来祷告
Father, we know our human language is very limited.
父啊，我们知道我们人的语言实在有限。
But we thank God that the power of the Holy Spirit is unlimited.
主，但是我们实在感谢神，你圣灵的能力实在是无限的。
And we thank God that your word has power.
主，我们也感谢你，你的话语充满力量。
And we pray that Holy Spirit will use His word to edify your own people.
我们实在求圣灵用着这些话来教导你自己的子民。
To glorify your own name.
来荣耀你自己的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督名祷告。
Amen.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，谢谢你的收听，也期待你能将活在耶稣里福音事工的网址告诉你的亲朋好友，邀请他们来收听这个节目。愿神祝福你的新生命。